सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी को उपहार दी जाए, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव की जाए, रामाचार्य श्री लला ठाकुर की जाए, प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद की अद्वैत राधा शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तों की जाए, फिर श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपनाथाम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिगोधन की जाए, वृंदावन धाम की जाए, नवदीप धाम की जाए, सावेद भक्त बिंद की जाए, ऑल ग्लोरी टू द स्मरी ऑल All glory to your Somali. All glory to your Somali. Thank you very much.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Text number 19.
Tada,
Rajas, Tamo, Bhava, Kama, Loba, Adayash, Jaye, Cheta, Etar, Anavidam, Ditam, Sattve Prasidati Tada Rajas Tamo Bhava
Tada Rajas Tamo Bhava
Kamalo Bhadayashchaye
Kamalo Bhadayashchaye
Cheta Etaira Navidam
Cheta Etaira Navidam
Sitam Sattve Prasidati
Sitam Sattve Prasidati
Tadarajastamo bhava, kamalo bhadayashchaye, cete
saranavidam,
sthitam sattve prasidati,
tadarajastamo bhava,
Kamalo bhadayashchaye, cheta etaira navidam, stitam sattve prasidati,
Siddhanta 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 Siddhanta
At that time, Raja, in the mode of passion, Tama, the mode of ignorance, Bhava, the situation, Kama, lust and desire, Lopa, hankering, Adayaha, others, Cha, and Ye, whatever they are, Cheta, the mind, Etai, by these, Anaviddham, without being affected, Stitam, being fixed up, Sattve, in the mode of goodness, Prasidati, thus becomes fully satisfied. Translation. At the time loving service is established in the heart, the modes of passion, rajas, and ignorance, tamas, and lust and desire, kama, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness, and he becomes happy.
So, rajas tamo bhava. There are three stages to know sattva, rajas, tama. The material world is conducted by three modes. The modes of goodness, modes of passion, and modes of ignorance. Therefore, we find varieties of them. So, one has to come to the platform of the modes of goodness. Just like illiterate, uncultured, animal like man is trained up to come to become civilized. By training, it is possible. Just like by training, even cats and dogs and tigers, they are also become obedient. That is our practical experience. The tiger in the circus, they play obediently to the orders of the master. So, by cleaning, it can be possible. But there are two kinds of training posture. One process is schedule. Tapasa brahmacharyena samena samena va. Undergoing tapasya austerity, brahmacharyena, brahmacharyena means controlling sex indulgence or sex impulse. Brahmacharya means practically no sex life. Tapasya brahmacharyena samena damena, by controlling the senses, by controlling the mind, Tyagina, by giving us in charity. So there are gradual process. There is another process. Another process means this Krishna consciousness. Either you practice in this way, just like if you want to go up, there are two vehicles or process. You go step by step, one step after another. Suppose you have to go 100 steps, so you have to go step by step, tapasa, brahmacharyena, samena, damena, practicing. The another process is, why I am making this time? Stop it. Another process is the leap. You go by step, attack the process of leap. Within a second, you come up. So, the bhakti yoga process is like that. Bhakti yoga process means, if you take to this process, then easily, very quickly, within a second, you come to the top floor. Otherwise, you have to go by step, one step, two steps. Although both the process leading to the target, to the topmost floor, the one is very slow and the other is very quick, easy. Just like another example, if there is fog, you have got experience in your country. Sometimes there is fog. You cannot see even a person 1 yard off from you. So there are so many processes to take precaution in the fog. But somehow or other, if the sun is little strong, immediately the fog is over. So, similarly, to purify ourselves, this is the purification process, austerity, penance, controlling sex life, controlling the mind, controlling the senses, giving in charity whatever you possess, everything regulative, this is one process. And the other process is this bhakti. Sinnatang sapata krishna punna sabana kitana riddhantastha yavadhrani. Giduna this simply by this process. Sabanam kitana, hearing about Krishna. This is we are discussing. Not surprised to avadri, simply by hearing. Avadri is not surprised. All the dirty things within the heart, being almost clean, you come to the stage of goodness. There are three stages, three platforms, ignorance, passion and goodness. So, simply by hearing about Krishna, you are promoted immediately to the platform of goodness. And as soon as you come to the platform of goodness, then, tada, at that time, rajastamobhava, because there are three platforms, ignorance, passion, and goodness. So you have come to the point, to the platform of goodness, means that you have passed over the other lower stages. That if you have come to the college, that means you have passed your school stage. It is developed. Therefore, we offer sacred thread. The idea is, one who has become Krishna conscious, he has already passed the stage of becoming a Brahmin. Brahmin means to come to the stage of goodness. That is Brahmin. Kshatriya means to remain on the stage of passion. Vaishya means to remain on the stage of mixture, passion and ignorance. And Shudra means to remain on the stage of ignorance. There are four divisions of the three modes. So, when we come to the stage of becoming a devotee, that means we have already passed all these lower stages. Tadarajastamo bhava. So, what are the symptoms of goodness? Kama lobha dayasthati. Lusty. Lust and greediness. The whole world is moving by lust and greediness. This is the stage of ignorance and passion. Those who are embarrassed with the lower qualities of material nature, they are embarrassed with two things, lust, not satisfied, and greedy, and low. Give me more. Give me everything. It's not satisfied. This is the whole world, you see. Sometimes they think that if I get my income, say $1,000, I will be satisfied. But as soon as he gets 1,000, he wants 100,000. If he gets one, they just take, everywhere, all over the world, the worker class, they are given increment, but again, they undergo, go strike, more wages. But as soon as they get more money, not here in these Western countries, then they will utilize it for lust and greediness. That's all. They do not know how to utilize money. That a millionaire is so lusty, that's seen in Paris, they're going to some club. What is the business in that club? Old man. They are going so lusty that they enter the club by paying $50. And then there is young woman and wife. And that is please. Lust. Kama lobha dayasthati. One thing, one side, they are not satisfied. Even they have got millions of dollars. Still I want. This is one side, greediness, lower, and the other side is lust. This is called kama lobha dayasthati. To become Krishna conscious means immediately, that is the test, immediately he will become free from lust and greediness. If he's not free from lust and greediness, he's making a soul, he's not Krishna conscious. This is the test. If one is actually enhancing Krishna consciousness, then these two symptoms will be visible in his character. No more lusty, no more greediness. He should be satisfied with one wife or one husband. Why hankering after others? That is lusty. That means it is not on the stage of Krishna consciousness. It is in the material platform. These are the tests. Therefore, we advise our students, voluntarily you try or you become free from these things, illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. Because enlarging in these four things, you remain in darkness. So voluntarily, you have to try to give up these bad habits and at the same time, to maintain yourself on the platform, you have to chant 16 now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. This is the process. Tadārajastamo bhāva kāmulo bhādayasthi. Then the result will be this. Cheta etai ramāvidyam. Because that maya is attacking it. With this deity, sa gunamai, mama maya durattaya, gunamai. Guna means these qualities, the three modes of nature. The material nature is gunamai. Gunamai means in part or full of these three modes of material nature. Gunamai. Maya means just like golden. It is mirrored with gold. Or it is gold. You can say golden. Golden means it is made of gold or it is covered with gold glittering. Similarly, this maya, this material nature is made of these three modes of nature. Therefore it is called gunamai. Gunamai, another meaning of guna is robe. Just like you have seen robe, there are three layers. They are twisted, very strong. And such robe becomes strong. So similarly, these three gunas, the three modes of nature, twisted like robe. And we are bound. You cannot get out. If your hands and legs are tied, it's a rope, then it is very difficult. Similarly, we are all bound up. We are declaring freedom and so many things, nonsense we are speaking, but we have forgotten that we are under the grip of this maya. Immediately you can be overcome by maya. Maya is so strong. So therefore, by this process, sinnathang sarata krishna punnattamana kīrta riddhantasya badrāni vidhunati sitrata natta prāyesu avadreshu Nittam Bhagavata Sivaya. This is the process. Nittam, daily. All 24 hours. By studying Srimad Bhagavatam or associating with devotees, Bhagavata Sivaya. Bhakti, Bhagavati Uttama Sruti, Bhakti Bhavati Nashtiki. Then, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavati, Uttama Srope, Bhakti Bhavati, devotional service becomes strong and fixed. simplify this process. Yes. There is no necessity of education or PhD degree. Simply, God has given him this years and here, Sinnatha. Here about Krishna, from their life soul. This process will make you to be situated on the platform of goodness. And as soon as you are promoted to the platform of goodness, that means you have already surpassed the other two platforms, means ignorance. And the symptom will be, that is clear here, the symptom is that the two things, lust and greediness, will not disturb you. You haven't got to take certificate from anyone. Just give me certificate that I have become a Krishna conscious. You take your certificate yourself. See yourself. Whether you are free from lust and greediness. That's the certificate. If you are confident that I am free from lust and greediness, then I am making progress. Otherwise, again, in the same. No progress. This is test. This is test. If we want to cheat others, that is a different thing. Then I become very advanced in Krishna consciousness. That is another thing. Cheating. But you test yourself by this process. Whether you are free from lust and greediness. This is the test. Tadarajastamobhava. And when you become free from these two things, lust and greediness, tada cheta etayana vidya sitam satte prasidati. Cheta, consciousness, not being attacked by these two nonsense things, ignorance and passion. Cheta iti ranavidyam vidham means pierce. They are always pierced, pinching, pinching. Come on. They are pinching. But if you are actually situated in Krishna consciousness, these things will not pinch you. Because everything is in the heart. Whole thing is cleansing the heart. The heart is being pinched. Here is, I am beautiful boy, I am beautiful. God, why not come? But this is pinching. If you are actually situated on the platform of Krishna consciousness, not fully, little advanced, then these things will be visible. Tadācīta ētai anāvidyam. And when you stop, when you are able to stop this pinching in your heart by these two modes of material nature, passion and greediness, that is the state of joyfulness. Brahma-bhūta prasannātmā nasodhati natāṅkati samastarveshu bhūteshu madhvakti lavati manā. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. When you have come to this status, joyful, no more pinching by these two modes of material nature, joyful, that is called Brahma-bhūta state, the platform of liberation. So, the next stage is Brahma-bhūta. So, Brahma-bhūta state means na subhujati na kāṅkati. No more hankering, no more demanding, na sochati, na kankhati, because here the business is, we hanker after something which we do not possess. And If we lose something which we possess, then we lament. This is our business. First of all, we possess. Then by nature, we lose it. When it is lost, then we cry. So these two things are material position, not social. But when you come to the Brahma-bhuta state, spiritual platform, then these two things will be absent. Na sojati na kaanthati. Samastarvesu bhuteshu. Then you will be able to see everyone on the spiritual platform. Pandita samadarshina. Then you are flared. You are seeing the cats and dogs and a human being, a learned man, because you don't see the dress outward covered, covered. But you see, here is a spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. That is universal, brother. Not by passing resolution with the United Nations and fighting. That is not possible. You have to come to the state of spiritual platform. Then there is question of love, brotherhood, equality, fraternity, and that is all bogus progress. It's not possible. Samat sarvesu bhutesu madhavati lavate parah. Then real and pure devotion and service begins. Then we become completely fit to serve Krishna. Krishna accepts your service at that time. This is the process. But if we follow the rules and regulations given by spiritual master, shastra, then gradually, therefore, we should be very careful, we should be very cautious that Maya may not attack us, because she is always ready to attack. Rajastamo bhava. Even in goodness of Maya, there is Maya. Therefore, in the material platform, even goodness is not pure. Therefore, there is another stage which is called Shuddha Satya. Goodness is Satta, Satugun. There is another stage, transcendental stage. This is called Shuddha Satya. Sattang Visuddhang Vasudeva Samdita. That is called Vasudeva stage. And in the Vasudeva stage, Vasudeva Krishna appears. You can see Krishna. Not that Raskan inviting everyone, come on, I shall show you God, I shall show you God. And some Raskans are going there to see God. God is not so cheap. One has to qualify himself to see God. These are the processes. What is the purpose?
A living being in his normal constitutional position is fully satisfied in spiritual bliss. This state of existence is called Brahma-bhuta or Atmanandi, or the state of self-satisfaction. This self-satisfaction is not like the satisfaction of the inactive fool. The inactive fool is in the state of foolish ignorance.
It's like a cat and dog is sitting silently. Very good man. That kind of inactivity is useless. Rather, one who is devotee is very active to serve Krishna. How shall I serve Krishna more and more? How shall I advance this Krishna consciousness movement? That activity, you see. Not sitting idly, I have become Krishna conscious. Go on.
The inactive fool is in the state of foolish ignorance, whereas the self-satisfied Atmanandi is transcendental to the material state of existence. This stage of perfection is attained as soon as one is fixed up in irrevocable devotional service. Devotional service is not inactivity, but the unalloyed activity of the soul.
So, this is the activity of the soul. stop the activity of the body, of the mind, then you must be engaged in the activity of the soul. Actually, the soul is active, not this body and mind. As soon as the soul is out of this body, there is no activity. So, the real source of activity is coming from the soul. So, how it is that after one becomes liberated, he becomes inactive? That is the theory of the Mahavad. Real activity begins there. Here, we are active. We have got so many impediments offered by the mind and the body. And when we actually come to the platform of soul, that is liberated position, the activity should be very nice and very polished, very advanced.
Soul's activity becomes adulterated in contact with matter. And as such, the diseased activities are expressed in the form of lust, desire, hankering, inactivity, foolishness, and sleep. The effect of devotional service becomes manifest by complete elimination.
Sleep and inactivity is a sign of ignorance. The more we are inactive and sleepy, that means we are in the most of ignorance. And patience means activity for sense organs. And goodness means free from the inactivity of ignorance and the activity of passion, but to see things as they are. Oh, I am eternal servant of God. So my action should be to serve God. That is good. These are the stages. When one is inactive, lazy, sleeping, that means ignorance. When one is very active for sense enjoyment, it is passion. And when one is neither active like the sense gratifiers, nor sitting idly like the ignorant, but he is trying to engage himself in Krishna consciousness service, that is goodness. And one is actually serving Krishna, that is transcendental platform, liberated platform. Then,
the effect of devotional service becomes manifest by complete elimination of these effects of passion and ignorance. The devotee is fixed at once in the mode of goodness, and he makes further progress to rise up to the position of Vasudeva, or the state of unmixed sattva, or shuddha sattva. In this shuddha sattva state only can one always see Krishna eye to eye by dint of pure affection for the Lord. A devotee is always in the mode of unalloyed goodness, therefore he harms no one. But the non-devotee, however educated he may be, is always harmful. A devotee is neither foolish nor passionate. The harmful, foolish, and passionate cannot be devotees of
that. It is said, manina bhusita sattva timaso uno bhayankara. Snake. Some snakes are decorated with jewel on the hoof. So, this materialist, however qualified he may be, just like jewel on the head. The Shastra says, do you think that a snake coming to you with a jewel on his head is not dangerous, as Sarosas says? He is as dangerous as Sarosas as the serpent without jewel. Similarly, any materialistic person, however educated he may be, so-called educated, he is simply a snake, dangerous. That's all. There is no qualification. Rāva bhaktasthatu to mahadguna. One cannot have good quality unless one is advanced in Krishna consciousness. Yes.
The harmful, foolish, and passionate cannot be devotees of the Lord, however they may advertise themselves as devotees by outward dress. A devotee is always qualified with all the good qualities of God. Quantitatively, such qualifications may be different but qualitatively, both of them are one and the same.
Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prithaya, Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Nityananda. Thank you.
Die, die, die. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Krishna.